Hello guys, it's Clint Locklear with Man Strong Podcast, just your average everyday conservative veteran free-loving hippie, going to talk a little bit about masculinity. I do believe masculinity is needed in the world today, since we seem to have a world ran by boys. So that's what we need to have, is more masculinity. And after saying that, I have a question, and this is on what tonight's show is. Male toxicity, is it real? My answer may surprise you. It's yes. Now, I find this sad because what this shows is a failure of the family, and it's a failure of our culture to produce mature males. Now, I want to talk about something that's going to be very strange for this. If you're hearing this down the road on Stitcher, iTunes, or something like that. Guys, we've got something coming up that I want your help with. And I don't normally do stuff like this, but this is something I feel is so important that if you're listening to this and you value anything you've ever gotten from me and you think that I would lead you down the right path, please listen up on this. We have a National Trappers Association president that's coming up. There's two guys running. Neither one of them are bad guys. Rick, which is out of Missouri, is not a, or Illinois. I think he's out of Illinois. Not sure. Not a bad guy at all. We have John Daniels. Now, you could say I'm saying this just because he's from Tennessee, and that is not the truth. John Daniels has got some amazing ideas for the NTA to bring them out of the Stone Age of 1970, because that's where the NTA is stuck. And if the NTA stays the way it is, it's going to become more and more obsolete in the world we live in. I hate to say that, because believe it or not, the legal team of the NTA is off the charts good. Problem is, you don't know about it, so you don't have a reason to support the NTA. And there is a lot of old boy network that's cored in to the NTA, just like any organization does. When Trump talks about the swamp, just keep that phrase in mind. There is a swamp in the NTA that wants to keep it exactly the same, for better or for worse, and it is for the worse, of like 1970 NTA. It's the reason you don't know what they do. You don't know the good things that they do. You don't know why you should support them. Hell, the only thing you know about them is that they have a convention that you go to if you're in the area when they put that on, usually in July or beginning of August. That's all you know. John Daniels wants to change that. I've known John for a couple of decades. John has done real stuff here in Tennessee. He's passed laws that nobody thought that he could get passed. He's very creative. He's very controlled. He is a mature male that knows how to critically think, logically, and reason things out and try to come up with the best options. Is he going to be perfect? No, he's a human being. But I don't have anything against Rick, but I'm asking you to vote for John Daniels. Because I have this feeling that if John Daniels does not get elected, absolutely nothing will get changed in the NTA. And what needs to be changed? There is a lot of immature female manipulation going on with some of the leaders of the NTA. Now, we're in a Man Strong podcast now, so I'm allowed to say stuff like this. I've been asked hundreds of times, how come I no longer do demos at the NTA? I'm going to tell you how petty some of the stuff in the NTA is. The reason I don't do demos is because I am a friend with Jeff Dunlap. Jeff Dunlap had some problems personally, really silliness, that became spiteful with the NTA. They basically did not let him do demos, and when they found out I was friends with him, guess what? I got put in the same bag as him, and that's the only reason I can come up with why I hadn't done a demo. Stuff like that, guys, is not what we need inside the, that is not the mentality we need of leadership in the NTA. John Daniels, that is not the way he thinks. he's looking at this from how to move the NTA forward out of 1970 into 2020, where it's rocking and rolling and protecting your rights. Like I said, if he does half of what he does for the NTAs he's done for the state of Tennessee, it'll be revolutionary in some of the stuff that goes on around here. That's not hyperbole. That's just the truth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. If you want, and if you got to be a member of the NTA, I'm going to do this two ways. If you're not a member of the NTA, and you sign up for the NTA, or you re-sign up for the NTA, and you send me a picture of that through the mail to 65 Watson Road, Dunlap, Tennessee, 37327, which you will find all over the internet, my address. Send a photograph of that, just a photocopy is fine, where you join the NTA and the date is after today. I'm going to put your name in a pot and you're going to be able to win $100 worth of my product. Now, the original way I was going to do this was have it where if you join the NTA and you voted for John Daniels, then you get put in a second pot for $250. But the rules are not letting me do that, so I can't do that. But I'm going to stick to my word where it is $100. If you join the NTA, we're going to have a drawing at the NTA. And you'll get $100 worth of my product for free. Just a thank you gift for joining the NTA. It's not that hard to get members of the NTA. Be nice to have some creativity up in there. Okay, I'm just thinking out loud, so I'm gonna go on to the next thing. The other thing is, if you take a photocopy or email me your ballot, take a picture of it and email it to Clint@WolferNation.com. You can send it through the mail to that address, or you can send it through email. Don't send it on a Facebook private message because it's hard for me to print off of that. It needs to be an email. I'm going to print them off. We're going to fold them up. At the NTA, we're going to have a big bucket, and I'm going to pick some young person that has, you know, no skin in the game whatsoever to pick out a name. You're going to win $250 worth of my product, $150 worth of Dunlap lures from Jeff Dunlap, and some products from Expand-A-Pan. You're probably looking at a total, see, 250, 350, 400 and probably $25, $50 that we're doing on our own. That you have to prove that you voted for John Daniels to be a member of this, because we need a change in the NTA, and us three are willing to spend our own money to try to get people to vote that way. Because the reality is, and this is the way the old group works, most people do not vote for the NTA president because they don't know who the hell they are. And they have some crazy rules, which are going to go over on week after next of trapping radio. No, be this week of trapping radio. We're going to go over some of the crazy rules, because if I didn't know any better, I would say that they're trying to make this where they can throw away votes they don't like. Now see, that's a harsh thing to say. Wait till you hear some of these votes or some of these rules about this. It's almost like they're trying to recreate the hanging chad. The purpose originally was to keep fraud down, but the way they've done it, I think they've opened it back up because there's so much interpretation because of the lack of technical skill of whoever set this up for the ballots. So we're going to go over those rules for you to do that ballot, because you got to be extremely careful. You got to be extremely careful, or if they don't like your vote, it's going to go away. So that's $250 of my product, $150 from Jeff Dunlap, and products from Expand-A-Pan. So at the NTA, we're going to pull a vote. We're going to have a lucky winner. You're going to damn near need a shopping cart, because you're going to have a bunch of crap to carry out of there. If you want to be part of this, it's very simple. when you get your NTA ballot, if you're an NTA member, you mark down John Daniels, you send me proof of that, you got a chance to win the goodies. Is this unethical, what we're doing? I don't think so. Guys, we need this to happen. In the system, the way it's set up now, I bet 1/10 of the NTA membership doesn't even vote. We need a change, bad. We need to get someone in the NTA that's not stuck in 1970 and is willing to think a little bit creativity and not be so stuck in the past. So if you get that and you're going to vote for John Daniels and you send me proof of that, you're going to have a chance to win about $450 worth of free stuff. That's how much this means to me, Jeff and Chip. Before we get into the main show, I want to talk about our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. He is a great dude, Alan is, and he will be at the FTA, him and his lovely wife, Jody. And don't waste your time with Alan. Jody's much better to talk with. And they will be at the FTA, and they will be able to have pretty much whatever you want there. And you can use your Trapping Radio or Trapping Radio Fur Brigade discount, because he also does that too. So keep that in mind. He sponsors this because he believes in it. And if you enjoy it and you're going to be buying trapping or calling supplies, think about him before you spend your money somewhere else, because he spent this money so you can get the enjoyment if you enjoy listening to this show. Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. Now, I agree that there is toxic masculinity in America and definitely in the world. Now, that may seem hard to believe from somebody that has a podcast like this, right? No, not really. Because when you break things down, you have a boy psychology, which is where toxic masculinity is found. And then you have a mature masculinity, which is male psychology. So if you've got a bunch of boys that culture and family have not raised to be mature male, they're going to be stuck in an immature state. And male toxicity comes out of that on a regular basis, because it's a very simple process. You've got mature, physical, strong, fast men that have the mind of a boy with all of the aggression, with none of the control, and it gets out of whack really quick. That's where that comes from. Now, masculine without the boy psychology does not mean that masculinity is toxic. So when you hear all the screaming, squawking, this venomous, dripping feminists talk about how bad men are, especially white men, sometimes they're right. They overgeneralize, so they're absolutely wrong. But when they're up there screaming and pointing and trying to guilt trip and everything else that they do to try to get men to go in a corner because they think it's woman's time to be the powerful and it's male's time to shut up, they're just as wrong as the boy psychology and male and masculine toxicity. What is male toxicity? Just hold on a second. I've got some amazing mead here. I need to get things flowing pretty good. Oh, yeah. We going now. Okay, what is male toxicity? Now, I want you to think about these traits, because you see them all the time, because unfortunately, there's more boys walking around in male bodies today than there should be. Failure of family, and it's a failure of culture. You have someone that's always trying to intimidate people through intimidation. These can be bullies. You see a lot of passive aggressive that can lead to full-on aggression really, really quick. They're extremely self-centered. They're narcissists. They have temper tantrums. Now think about the actions of the a large percentage of males in America today. Does any of this seem to be... See, because this isn't what a mature male acts like. They throw temper tantrums. They have godlike egos. They think they're better than everybody else and they can look down on everybody else. They like deprecating others. Think of all the trolls online where they get on there and they just try to cut everybody legs off with them by trying to put them down. And when they meet people, all they do is try to put other people down. Deprecating, trying to make them feel bad, feel sad, feel guilty. They look down on the weak. They have no sympathy. Does not value women. See, value in women only comes from mature men. If you look at women only as sex, you're not valuing the absolute awesomeness of women. Looks down on women. No value of them. They make excuses for everything, kind of like a kid, because they are, regardless if they're built like Hulk Hogan. They're mentally weak because they think like a child. They're pouty if they don't get their way. They think they're owed something. Somebody owes them something. They're so special that they're just supposed to be taken care of. Wants to put down others so they look good. Think about businesses and people at work, how everybody's always trying to put somebody down. When you see a male doing that, you're talking to a boy psychology male. I don't care how big and physically tough he looks. He's not mature. They're a suck up because they're weak. They let sexual desire destroy their life. Guys, I love sex. I've always liked sex. But I'm not going to have sex. The promise of sex. Having some strange. Whatever you want to call. I'm not going to have that destroy my life. See, an immature boy wants to suck up to the girls because he thinks that's what they're going to get. And you don't. Most of the time... You hit the friend zone, you get frustrated and all that type stuff. And then males let their women run all over them because they're worried that they're not going to let them have any. See, that is a weakness of a boy. A man's not going to put up with that. Not a real one. They have no self-control. They get upset quick. They pout quick. They do a lot of things just like a teenager would do. And guys, for a kid, that's normal. That's what they're supposed to be like. Probably even until they're probably about 22, 24 years old. They're immature. Their brain's not even maturing yet. They have less impulse control. But for a mature male, that's not acceptable. And they can become violent. Because if you don't mature the aggression, the warrior part that's in every man, and we're going to talk about this, and it's going to sound strange till we get into this. Every man's got certain aspects. A mature male will. He will have a self-king. He will have a warrior. He will have a magician. And he is a good lover. And lover does not mean sex in this context. Sorry to bust your bubble. But a warrior, that's not software, that's hardware. About 25% of the male brain is hardwired for aggression. That's why we get stuff done. That's why we can go into combat the way that we do. That's why we like combat type sports. That's why we like the hardcore shoot 'em up type video games. That's why I just went to see John Wick 3. Nothing but carnage and violence. It trips the trigger of the 25% of the brain of the warrior. But if that's not matured, where it can be turned off and on only when necessary, that's where boy psychology turns violent. Like school shootings, beating your wife, beating your kids, starting fights as an adult like you're in high school. That's not cool. That's immature. Make no mistake, male toxicity comes from a boy psychology, and this is very immature. Everything I just said is not mature masculinity. I'm going to give a few examples. Most of us had a granddad growing up. I want you to think about that granddad. I had one that was in World War II and was a drill sergeant. He was stern but loving. He was very smart when dealing with a young person to not squish the childish part of the child, but not let them run rampant at the same time. It was a great example. He was a professional warrior for his whole life. I never saw him raise his voice. Killed people, never saw him raise his voice, never saw him act violent. He was strong, mentally and physically. He was calming in all situations. He thought through things and had empathy for other people in their situations. See, that's the complete opposite of everything I just said for male toxicity from a boy psychology. Most of us had a granddad probably similar to that, or we had an uncle, or we had something like that when we were young that we got to be around. And you really liked being around them because there was a calmness around there. You're going to hear me say this a lot. If you're having all the self-centeredness and the violent outbreaks and the godlike ego and the narcissist and all that, that's the opposite. That's pure drama queen land right there. That's not what a mature male is like. The other one is, if you've ever seen the movie, which is great if you hadn't, because this is amazing to see. I just watched part of it while I was waiting on Cindy to do something the other day, and it was The Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington. When he was young, he was a firecracker of, apparently, of assassin of some kind. Didn't really go into that, work for the government. And as he got older, he got sick of it, got out. And he had matured into what a real mature man is. He had empathy for other people. He would kick ass if needed and do it very well. And he mentored younger males that were struggling to become males. He was very calm. He was very precise in his words. He was always had his emotions under control. If you haven't seen that movie, watch it just to watch Denzel Washington show you the actions of a mature male. Outstanding. Now the other one, I'm pretty sure most of y'all have, they're definitely going to know. Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. Now, after the original Star Wars and they started making the other Star Wars, you had Obi-Wan Kenobi, which was not the original Obi-Wan Kenobi, or he was the predecessor of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then they had the guy that turned into Darth Vader. Both had the Force and all that good stuff. If you want to know the difference between immature male and a mature male, watch that. I think it's the first one after the original three. And you had the Jedi that was older, been through it, is already matured. You had the young Jedi that was in training. This is what real life is like. And the young immature Jedi thought he knew it all, thought he was hot stuff, thought he was smarter than the elders. He didn't understand the traditions. He didn't think anything was important except what he just flapped out of his mouth really quick. And it absolutely crushed him because he never matured to a male. And he ended up as Darth Vader, which, if you think about all the stuff about male toxicity, can you think of a better point to make than Darth Vader? But you had the older Jedi that stayed calm, didn't get angry at everything the young man said, because he understood that he's a stupid young man. He's an immature young man. He's got hormones raging through him, young man. Great lessons. Those are good examples. Wait a minute, I got my notes mixed up. Now, what is a mature male? How does a mature male act? If you want to be a good dad, you need to work on this stuff. I do too. I am definitely not perfect. You need to work on this stuff. You need to think about it when you start feeling emotions come up. I'm going to give a good example of a mature male. We've all heard of samurai warriors. Samurai warriors, professional soldiers in Japan, they lived by a code. They never killed out of anger. That was part of their code, because that is what an immature male does. That's not what a mature male does. And then, as the story goes, the samurai's leader was killed by an assassin. And part of the code of the samurai is to get revenge on his leader. So after years of tracking down this assassin, he finds him. He pulls out his sword. He's about to cut him down, and the assassin spits in his face, and the samurai stops. The samurai put his sword up, turned around, and walked away. Now see, that's a strange thing to think about, especially from an immature mind. What happened was his code that he lived by would not allow him to kill in anger, and it pissed him off when he got spit in the face. So if he killed the man, he would dishonor himself, because he wouldn't kill him because the assassin killed his leader. He would be killing him out of anger, and that would degrade the manliness and the traits of a samurai warrior. Do we see that type of restraint today? Nope. Mature male is calm, and they bring calmness to stressful events. I can remember in the military being around some of the older sergeants when things got really stressful. The ones that had matured, it was amazing to see the effect they had over everybody else. When everything's falling at home, it seems everything's stressful, everything's breaking, money's getting tight, kids are throwing a fit, mom's throwing a fit, just everything's, just life. See, a mature male, part of his role is to bring calmness to that situation. He's like the rock of the family. I'm not saying moms aren't. Part of a mature male's role is to be calm and a rock. He's not a bully, but he can be extremely fierce when needed. See, that's very different that the screaming feminist of today do not understand. Someone that can be violent. Someone that can absolutely destroy another human if they feel that is absolutely necessary is very different than a bully. Someone that's intimidating other people. Someone that's trying to abuse other people. An example is somebody like Marcus Luttrell, Navy SEAL, lone survivor. I've talked to some people that know him. He never gives off an ounce of violence in normal everyday world. When he goes in as a modern day samurai soldier, it's pure unadulterated violence. He doesn't bring that home. He doesn't do all, you know, it's not like he goes around where he's, he just thinks he's the, even though he probably is one of the baddest people on the face of the earth, you would never know it apparently from the way that I've talked to people that have met him. He's calm. He's not a bully. He does not intimidate. He does not try to put people down. He does not try to make them look bad. But you know, if you trip, go past a certain line where he needs to be fierce, he will be an absolute lion. See, that's where, that's what the aggression is designed for in males. If you're screaming at your wife, you're hitting the walls, you're kicking furniture, and you're kicking the dog, dude, you need to work on some stuff. Maybe now you realize that you're letting yourself down and your family down because you're not being at your full potential. You want to be at your full potential. Someone kicks in the door, you turn the freaking bulldog inside of you loose. Someone tries to snatch a kid, you've got to protect your country, protect a stranger that's being violently abused. You can be fierce, and it's needed, and it is the right thing to do. Besides situations like that where you have the control not to, it's boy psychology. But this fierceness also goes in some different ways, I believe. When you know something is wrong and you're being forced into it by society, by the group, by your friends, by your family, by government, by whatever it is, that fierceness has to be there so you stand up and make the right decision. Because if not, you're going to be a quivering piece of just crappy jello on the floor, praying somebody goes away. Being fierce is not being a bully. And being fierce does not mean that you abuse other people. Mature male is critically thinking over issues. He's not jumping to conclusion. He's thinking things through. He's looking at other people's views, and he's looking at it from a non-selfishness way. Has empathy and enjoys selfishness task. Empathy. Someone's having a bad time, even if they're being stupid and that's the reason they got there. You can still have empathy for that person. That don't mean you enable whatever that action was so that it just continues. But you have empathy for somebody like that. You have empathy that are struggling. You have empathy for people that get hurt. And enjoying a selflessness task. See, that's what real men do. Boys, it's all about their self. It's all about their promotion. It's all about their next sports thing. It's all about them. Me, 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 me. Mature males, they enjoy the selflessness task. They get joy out of it. Mature males build up others. They see the gifts in others and praise them for it. See, that's very different than what you see in our society today. Because if you come up with anything, you're going to have 80% of the people that's going to try to shoot the idea down and figure out a way to make you feel bad about how stupid you are for thinking that you could do something. But your males aren't going to do that. They may lead you away from a bad idea, but they're not going to do it in a deprecating way. Mature males are not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. They are not pushovers by weak ideas or popularity contest. If you study a lot of history, you will find out that there's certain things of security-based concepts like socialism, communism, democracy, which is a freaking stupid idea. women really like those type of things. They're very weak ideas. You can't even have an honest conversation with someone that believes in that without them getting mad, because it takes them like 10 seconds to realize it's a stupid idea. But women, they fall for things like that much easier because they're wired for security and for making sure there's plenty of resources in the future. That's not a weakness of women. That's their role because they raise children and families. But men are much harder to convince of such things. And real men are not pushovers just because society thinks it's okay, or because something is popular, or you're not going to be popular if you don't agree with something. Real men have the backbone to stand up to that. Integrity means more than quick gains. See, it seems to me that most CEOs in this country are not mature males, because they do things in companies for quick gains so they get bonuses, even though they know it destroys the company. Integrity. Going out and gambling, you're rent money. For some quick fun? Not cool. Drinking too much where it hurts your family? It's not cool. And that's not something mature men are going to do. That's something childish men would do. Now, I've never had a gambling problem. I'm definitely not an alcoholic, because I can go weeks without drinking and I don't even think about it. So it's not like I can say I know how you feel on that. I feel sorry for people that have these problems. I really do. It must be a strong pull. But see, as you mature as a male, your integrity will be stronger than that drink, or going to gamble, or going to sleep with a secretary somewhere, or something like that. Your integrity is going to really make that hard for you to go down that road. That's what a mature male is like. Mature males guides young men and are not threatened by the youth or the new. I want you to think about a boss. Got a boss that's been in a business like middle management for 20 years, and all of a sudden the world's changing, and he's got young people that come in, and they see that there's much better ways to do stuff, and all he does is just shut them up, shut them down, and get them out of there. He's scared to death of them. See, that's a boy mentality. A real man would listen to what they said, critically think it over, not be threatened by them. And if it's a better way to go, even if it's not a way he thought up, or he may lose some of the control, he's going to go with the better option. But that is not what happens in most businesses today. Boys, not men. If you kind of get into reading about Native Americans and a lot of the older tribes that had, quote, chiefs, when newer people came up that could do better for the group, most of the chiefs, because they were mature male, would not fight for the throne, even though the chiefs weren't really like kings. They would easily and gladly step aside for the betterment of the group. You want to see what boys are like? Watch Game of Thrones. Those are a bunch of children fighting over the throne. See, chiefs used to be mature men that understood what it meant to have a self-king, be a warrior, a good lover, and a magician. And when you're mature in all those, younger people with new ideas is not going to freak you out so much. And lastly, they do not bully. But more importantly, they do not put up with bullies. why when you have all these crazy policies today that are on the feminine side of if you get in a fight at school, you automatically both get suspended. That's a feminine way to look at it. If a bully is bullying somebody and the person getting bullied smacks him in the mouth, that is the correct answer. Yes, violence sometimes between males is the correct answer. But a mature male will never bully, but he will not be bullied because he is mentally strong and he should be, in, unless he's really, really, really old, physically strong, and he's going to have a spine and he's going to have integrity, and being a bully is not something that he's going to put up with. So the issue is not male toxicity in the male species. Because I think you can kind of see the difference between the two. If you're going to reasonably listen to what I just said and look at what I just said. It's not that complicated. We don't have a male problem in America. We've got an immature male problem in America. We, as families in a culture, need to do what a mature male says, straighten that shit out. Now, women will fight that being straightened out because most women have only seen immature males act in ways that are toxic. Guys, this is not up to the females. This is up to us. It's part of the reason I'm doing this podcast. If you're a dad, you got a job to do, brother. If you're over employees, you got a job to do. If you're in government, you've got a job to do. And that is to figure out ways to help immature males to become mature males. It's not easy, but it's important. Because if not, a dysfunctional society will fall apart. And that means for you too. And I don't care how much guns and food and band-aids you've got in your closet. Just think about this throughout the week. When you start having emotional outbreaks, when you start getting upset, when you're in a stressful situation, how do you react? See, because being a mature male is an active process that I don't think you ever fully reach the full potential. I don't. We're not in a society that's going to have initiations. We're not in a society that's going to take males away from the feminine. So we're going to have a little bit harder time than other cultures did that, in my opinion, were way smarter on this aspect than we are in the new civilized world. So it's something you're going to have to teach in your family because you're not going to get it at school and you're definitely not going to get it from the government. And if you're an immature male, and you're like more of the first group that I talked about, if you're going to be honest with yourself, see, part of maturity is realizing the problem. Once you realize the problem, how do you go about fixing that problem? Because it's not just how you are. That's just the way I am. That's the biggest bunch of bullshit I hear people say all the time. No, that's the way you choose to be. Because you can be throwing a temper tantrum with your wife and a cop pulls up on the side of the road and you'll be Mr. Nice Guy. So if you couldn't control it, you'd be screaming at the cop too. So don't give me the crap about that. It's just how you are. Or if your mom showed up or the preacher showed up. You got to work on it, brother. You got to realize where the deficiencies are and you got to proactively work on them. And you're going to fail. And that's perfectly fine. And when you do, it's just kind of like, oh, give yourself a come to Jesus talk, kick your own self in the butt, and do a better job next time. Because once you start getting the habit of becoming a mature male, the habit becomes easier. When you first start it, it's going to be strange. So do what you need to do to reach your full potential of a male. Trust me, the women around you will be grateful. Your life will be much calmer because you won't be like an immature drama queen from now on. Well, that's it for the show, guys. I hope I didn't offend everybody that listens. And if I did, I'm sorry, but that's just, I'm just speaking what I think is the truth. So I will talk to y'all next week.